请我们打开马可福音第十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 16.
我们读第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
请我们同声的来读。
Let us read in one voice.
哪怕你是用英文圣经，你也可以同声的读。
Whether you're using English or Chinese.
主耶稣和他们说完了话。
后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。The right、hand of God.
路加福音第二十四章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.
我们读五十节到五十一节。
Let us read verses 50 and 51.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。
And lifting up his hand, he blessed them. While he blessed them.He parted from them and was carried up into heaven.
使徒行传第一章九到第十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11.
我们也是一起来读。
And let us read this together as well.
说了这话，
and when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing,
当他往上去
went,
他们定睛望天的时候忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说加利利人啊你们为什么站着望天呢这离开你们被接升天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来启示录第五章
Revelation chapter 5.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
Let us read from verse 1 to verse 10.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封印了。我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣告说，有谁可以展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, Weep no more, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain.With seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seal. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
我们低头有一点祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
天父，在你话语的面前，我们要俯伏的敬拜。
Heavenly Father, before your word, we bow and worship you.
我们向你承认，我们是何等有限，又是愚顽的人。
We confess to you how limited and foolish we are.
我们实在没有办法明白你话语中的奥秘。
We find it difficult to understand the mysteries in your word.
但是我们好感谢你。
But how we thank you.
因为你没有留下我们做孤儿。
Because you have not left us as orphans.
你把宝惠师赐给我们。
You have given us the Holy Spirit.
他要带我们进入真理。
And he will lead us into truth.
我们求你今天晚上。
And we pray that tonight.
你来教导我们。
You would come and teach us.
越过人一切的软弱和有限。
Overcome all the weaknesses and finite limitations of man.
求你亲自对我们说话。
Would you personally speak to us?
我们等候你。
We wait on you.
是靠主耶稣基督的名。
And it's by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你能不能够想象，当主耶稣从死里复活以后
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you can imagine what it would have been like after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
刚开始门徒们是难以相信。
Now in the beginning, the disciples had a hard time believing it.
但是过了一段时间。
But after a little while,
你能不能够想象门徒那个里面的开心
？Can you imagine the joy within the disciples' hearts?
对着门徒而言
to the disciples,
这实在是太令人兴奋的事情。
This is such an exciting thing.
虽然他们搞不清楚主复活以后到底平常住在哪里。
Now they couldn't figure out where the Lord lived after he rose from the dead.
但他们知道，反正这个三不过四要怎么讲，就是反正每过一段时间，主总是会向我们显现一下的。
But every once in a while, the Lord would appear to them.
他们知道主活着。
They knew he lived.
他们虽然不知道下一次什么时候见到主。
Even though they didn't know when they would next see the Lord again.
不知道他什么时候会出现。
They didn't know when he would appear.
不知道他用什么方式出现。
Or in what manner he would appear.
不知道在什么地方出现。
In what location he would appear.
也不知道他下次出现的时候会跟他们讲什么话。
Or what he would say to them the next time he appeared.
但他们知道。
But they knew.
每一次主来的时候
that every time the Lord appeared,
哇，他们真开心啊。
They would be so happy.
他们真满足啊。
So satisfied.
那种的喜乐。
That joy.
而且是那种的盼望。
And that hope.
我相信在门徒里面是一件非常非常甜美的经历。
I believe was so, such a sweet experience to the disciples.
我猜啊。
Now I'm guessing.
这个大概跟在谈恋爱中的男女有一点像。
That is probably similar to the infatuation experienced by men and women in love.
一个没有想到的电话。
An unexpected phone call.
一份让你心跳的礼物。
A gift that makes your heart beat so fast.
一次没有想到会见到他的场合。
You didn't expect to see him or her.
这些都会给在谈恋爱中的人带来极大的喜悦和更大的期待。
These experiences lead to great joy and hope for those who are in a romantic relationship.
我相信经过几次跟主见面以后
，And I think after seeing the Lord for a few times.
门徒里面所有的怀疑全都没了。
All the doubts within the disciples' hearts disappeared.
所有的忧愁也都没有了。
All of the anxiety disappeared.
所有的痛苦也没有了。
The sorrow and the pain disappeared.
甚至于所有的惧怕也没有了。
Even the fears were gone.
他们所跟随的耶稣。
The Jesus that the Christ that they followed
真的是基督
was the Christ
真的是神
the true God
他们没跟错人
they did not follow the wrong person
不用怕了
no, there's no more reason to fear
前途一片光明啊
there's a bright and glorious road ahead
还有什么比这个更兴奋的事情啊
what could be more exciting than this
跟对了人了、啊
They followed the right person.
他是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
他是上帝啊。
He is God.
你们知不知道在犹太人的心中啊
Brothers and sisters, do you know that in the heart of a Jew?
你找到了弥赛亚。
If you could find the Messiah.
你跟了他呀。
And if you could follow him.
你还有什么好担心的、啊、
What more do you have to worry about?
弥赛亚有一天要在地上设立他的国度。
One day the Messiah would establish his kingdom on the earth.
这些跟随他的人
and all those who followed him
还不就自动去到中南海去了
would immediately move into the White House
是他们这个前面的哎呀那简直是充满了盼望啊
and so they were full of expectation and hope
有一位复活的主
They had a resurrected Lord.
是他们的好朋友。
And he was their good friend.
是他们的主啊。
Their Lord.
他们中间我相信没有一个。
I believe that not one among them.
会做梦想到说这位复活的主居然有一天走了。
Could have imagined that this resurrected Lord would one day leave.
而且永远不回来了
and never come back again
至少在他们在地上就不回来了
at least not come back during their lifetimes on earth
他们绝对想不到的
there's no way they would have imagined that
他们以为主就是会一直跟他们在一起了
they would have thought he will just be with them continually thereafter
你记不记得他们有一次跟主在一起的时候
do you remember one time they were there with the Lord
他们非常兴奋地问主啊
and they very excitedly asked the Lord
主啊
Lord
你要复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗
is now the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel
我在猜哈
now I'm just guessing
可能我是以小人之心度君子之腹哈
now maybe I'm just projecting how I would be They're probably thinking, when are you going to take the throne? For you to put on your crown of glory. And all of us would become officials. We would all be set.
This is 多美好的事啊！
What a wonderful thing this would be.
可是你知道主耶稣真的不够意思。
But our Lord Jesus, he didn't do things this way.
就在他们这个充满着期盼的情况之下
In the midst of their hope and expectation,
居然耶稣就在他们的眼前
Right before their eyes,
就坐着一个云彩就走了
He ascended.On a cloud, and he was gone.
哎，以前主耶稣也是突然就走的哈。
Now, remember, in the past, the Lord had also just disappeared on them.
但是没有一次是这样子，在他们面前，这坐着云彩就升去的。
But never like this, right before their eyes, to ascend in the clouds before them.
圣经没有讲啊。
The Bible does not record.
主耶稣有没有说再有难呢？
Whether or not the Lord waved goodbye to them.
没有讲啊
It doesn't say.
圣经只讲说，当主坐着云彩上去的时候，门徒都看呆了。
But it does record that when they saw him ascended into heaven, they were shocked.
我相信门徒在那一边看一边想。
They were there looking, gazing upward and thinking.
他去哪里了
Where did he go?
哎，他真的要走啊
Is he really leaving?
不要开玩笑。
What kind of a sick joke is this?
这个时候不能走的呀
Now is not the time to leave.
他应该要做王啊
He is to become the king.
我们这一辈子跟随他就等着这一天他做王我们要当官的呀
We have followed him so that we would reign with him. We would be officials.
他怎么可以走呢
How could he leave?
这个节骨眼不能走的呀
He should not leave. At this moment.
所以你现在知不知道为什么他眼睛瞪到天上，不看一直看，没不看一直看
？Now you understand why they were gazing so intently up into the heavens, and they could not help but stare.
我不知道你心里面怎么想。
Now I don't know how you think about it in your heart.
其实我跟门徒有一点像。
I feel that I share some similarities with the disciples.
我也觉得主耶稣不应该走。
I agree with them. I don't think the Lord Jesus should have left.Why did he have to go?
我不能够明白一个缺席的上帝对我们有什么意义和价值。
I don't understand the value to us of an absentee God. Because the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, it says,
然而我将真情告诉你们, 我去是与你们有益的, 我若不去, 保惠师就不能到你们这里来, 我若去了就差他来。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
这是主讲说他去了,
Here the Lord Jesus says, if he leaves, it is to the benefit of the disciples.
可是我这个小脑袋怎么想都觉得不对。
But in my little mind, I feel that something is wrong here.
怎么会说他去了会有意义呢?
How could it be that he would say for him to leave is for our benefit? I mean, for him, he should just establish his kingdom there in Jerusalem. And if he were to do so, then what difficulties would you and I experience, we who are his people? We can send him emails. Send a fax over. Give him a call. We don't have to dispute over different interpretations of the Bible. Just go and ask Jesus. He'd be there. And it'd be crystal clear. If you have a sickness, no problem. Hop a plane, go to Jerusalem, go visit him. If you just go to him, no matter what your problem is, it'd be solved. Now this is clearly what is for our benefit. But he left.
对我们有什么益处啊?
What's the benefit to us?
你祷告不祷告?
Do you pray?
祷告的吗?
Of course you pray.
可你祷告有什么用呢?
But what's the use of your prayers?
他不是祷告了半天,结果没去,没有,那天再问了,什么也没发生呢?
You pray and pray and nothing happens.
但如果耶稣在这里就不一样了。
But oh, if Jesus were here in person,
事情就不同了。
Things would be different.
我听过奥古斯丁这样说,
I read a quote by St. Augustine.
他说, 你在我们面前, 你在我们眼前升天,
you ascended to heaven before our eyes.
我们回头悲伤,
we turned around and were sad.
突然才发现,
but then discovered that you lived in our hearts.
好美的一句话,
these are beautiful words.
好像主说, 我去了,
similar to our Lord saying that for him to leave is for our benefit.
可是我到现在,
but until today,
我还常常在挣扎,
I still struggle.
我常常在思想,
and think and meditate on
我真的喜欢一位离开的上帝吗?
Whether or not I like a God who has left us.
我真的喜欢那一位,就是好像只是住在我灵里面,可是我看不到,摸不到,听不到的那一位神吗?
A God who lives in my heart and in my spirit, but I can't see him, hear him, or touch him physically.
我求主帮助我们今天晚上借着来思想主升天的这件事情。
I pray that the Lord will help us this evening as we study his ascension.
或许我们能够真的学习一点, 为什么主说我去了,
maybe we can come to understand a bit why the Lord says it is to our benefit that he has left.
我刚才说过, 对着门徒来讲,
now, as I said earlier, to the disciples,
从复活节开始到主离开这段时间是他们生命中最兴奋的日子。
From the day of the resurrection to the day of the ascension, this period was the most exciting period of the disciples' lives.
他们从极深的绝望中到极大的狂喜。
from the depth of despair and sorrow to overflowing ecstatic joy. But brothers and sisters, have you thought about it from our Lord's perspective?
对他来讲, 升天恐怕, 才是他所期盼。
Perhaps what he was looking forward to was the ascension.
我们的主,
our Lord,
是创造宇宙管理万有。
He created the universe, the heavens and the earth.
他是无限大的那一位。
He's the infinite one.
他是宇宙中唯一有绝对自由的那一位。
And he's the only one in all creation, that in all the universe, that has absolute freedom.
当他为着我们的缘故进入到时间和空间里面。
When for our sake, he entered time and space.
他放弃了他一切的荣耀和权能。
He emptied himself of all his glory and omnipotence.
他不再是像无限一样。
He was no longer infinite in every way.
他受许多的限制。
He experienced many limitations and constraints.
他受许多的污染。
He was in the midst of pollution and corruption.
他受许许多多的伤害和痛苦。
He experienced all forms of pain and suffering.
如今,
but now,
他可以重新回到天上,
he can return to heaven.
他可以重新回到他在创立世界以前所拥有的自由和一切的荣耀。
He can return to the freedom and the glory that he experienced before the creation of the earth.
我年轻的时候当过兵。
When I was younger, I served in the military.
我当兵的时候曾经被送到一个很遥远的小岛上。
And I was dispatched to a small island.
在那个小岛上我是战区指挥官。
And on that island, I was the highest commanding officer.
我除了管几个小兵以外，剩下就是看到山上的小羊。
I spent my time leading a small band of soldiers and watching the sheep on the hillside.
然后就是看到一片汪洋大海。
Other than that, all that was there was the vast ocean.
从早上看到晚上。
Which we could gaze over from morning to night.
没有电。
There was no electricity.
没有水。
No water.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
你们现在所有现在年轻人没有就不能活的那些东西，我们通通都没有。
We didn't have any of the things that the young people today cannot live without.
在那里待了好长一段时间。
And I stayed there for what seemed like a long time.
生活中唯一让我们兴奋的是当有炮弹打过来的时候。
The most exciting events in our lives were when there was a cannon fired over into our camp from the enemy. And the most exciting week is when that happened three times. There were cannon shots on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There were no cannon shots on Tuesday and Thursday. And Sunday was everybody's holiday, day off. Now, after living in that environment for a while, when I took that boat back to Taiwan,
好远好远,
it seemed so far.
我看到海面上有一点灯光的时候,
when I saw a little bit of light on the horizon,
我们全船上人,
all of us on the entire boat yelled out, laughed. We were so happy. We see the shore. Finally, we can return home.
我想主耶稣回家的那个感觉比我回家的感觉不知道强多少倍。
I think that the feeling in our Lord's heart as he was preparing to go home was probably even stronger than what I felt.
主耶稣在最后晚餐上的祷告呢?
In his prayer during the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus
其实已经透露出一点他里面的感觉。
Expressed a little of what he felt.
约翰福音十七章
The Gospel of John, chapter 17,
第四节到第五节
verse 4 to 5
我在地上已经荣耀你
says I glorified you on earth
你所托付我的事我已成全了
having accomplished the work that you gave me to do
父啊
and now Father
现在求你使我同你享荣耀
glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you
就是未有世界前我同你所有的荣耀
before the world existed Our Lord's ascension
不只是主心中的渴望
was not only the desire of his heart
我想也是父神的渴望
I think it was also the desire of the Father's heart
父神何等盼望他的宝贝儿子回来
God the Father longed for his precious son to return
我儿子去年结婚
My son got married last year And then after they got married, they moved out.
奇怪，住得很近的呀。
Now they live not that far away.
但不知道为什么。
But for whatever reason,
每一次他回来
every time they come back,
我里面说不出来的高兴。
I have an inexpressible happiness.
我问我自己
inside of me, and I ask myself,
你神经病啊。
What's wrong with you?
他就住这么近。
He lives not far away at all.
你想看他就去看看他就是了吗
If you want to see him, then just go visit.
那为什么他一回来你这么开心
But why am I so happy when he just comes home?
我想这就是父亲的爱。
I think that is the Father's love.
我们的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
他是何等盼望看到他宝贝的儿子回家。
How he longed for the return of his precious son.
当我们的主回到天上的时候
And when our Lord had returned to heaven
你知道这里面的意义是什么
Do you know what the meaning of this is?
在天上
In heaven
现在这一位神的儿子
This son of God
他回去了
He returned
弟兄姊妹你知道
Brothers and sisters, do you know
荣耀是单单属乎耶和华的。
Glory belongs only to the Lord.
圣经里面神从来不许任何人跟他分享荣耀的。
In the Bible, the Lord Jehovah shares his glory with no one.
但是主耶稣在这里说。
But here, the Lord Jesus says,
求你使我同你享荣耀。
Glorify me in your own presence.
就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀
with the glory that I had with you before the world existed
因为主耶稣
because the Lord Jesus
拉撒勒人耶稣
Jesus of Nazareth
他是神的儿子
because he is the son of God
他真的就是神中神格里面的一位
he is one of the triune God
他与父原来为一
He was one with the Father
所以在没有世界以前他就与父一起同享荣耀
So even before the earth was created He shared glory with the Father
新约圣经中讲到耶稣是神这个事情
In the New Testament when it speaks of Jesus being God
其实很多人都忽略了这一段的圣经
Many people neglect this passage.
其实这段圣经是一个非常强的证据，证明他是神。
But this is a strong evidence, proclaiming his deity.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
回到天上。
And when he returned to heaven,
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means? You need to understand that no one had ever seen God. Only the one only begotten in the Father's bosom has made him known. This is why Martin Luther taught his students.
他告诉他们, 你们想要认识神啊,
that if you want to know God,
不要去搞那些神学上那些想不懂的那些名词,
don't delve into all the deep theological terms.
什么无所不知、无所不在、无所不能啊,
omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence.
你们想要认识神, 最好的办法,
the best way to know God is to know Jesus. Fix your gaze on him. Because the Lord Jesus said, when people see me, they see the Father. In the Old Testament, and also in many cults, God is unapproachable. Who is not to fear an encounter with God? Think of the terrible glory of the Lord Jehovah.
在西乃山上,
there on Mount Sinai,
有雷,
there was thunder,
有火,
there was fire.
没有人可以靠近那个山,
no one could approach the mountain.
如果哪一个伸出到那里,
and if anyone touched the foot of the mountain, they would be put to death.
多可怕,
how frightening that is.
人想要来靠近神,
for man to desire to approach God,
人想要来认识神,
to know God,
好难哦,
it is so hard. You know, the Jewish people, three times each year, they would celebrate a festival. Now, what was the purpose of these festivals? To know God. To go and gaze upon God.
怎么去啊?
But how can you go?
要献祭啊?
Only by offering sacrifices. Now, I don't know how you feel about this matter of offering sacrifices. I mean, perhaps we think of it as something very sacred and beautiful. But if you think about it, offering sacrifices is frightening. Did you know each festival, during Jesus' time,
平均一个节期在耶路撒冷那过节的那几天里面, 至少有25万的牛羊要被宰掉。
On average, there would be 250,000 sheep and cattle slaughtered for each festival of several days.
我们中间有谁看过人家宰牛宰羊的?
Now, how many among us have ever seen someone slaughter a sheep or a cow?
请问宰牛宰羊的时候，它很安静吗？
Now, are the animals very quiet when they are killed?
没有的事啊，会叫的呀。
No, they are noisy.
那个刀子杀进去，它怎么会顺着嘴部出声呢？
How would an animal be silent when a knife is stabbed into him?
25万只啊。
250,000. How many are being slaughtered? And the blood would flow all over. You know what a frightening scene that would make? And the fire. And the burning. Why do these frightful things? In order to approach God. The people of Israel, when they were to enter the temple,
一关一关,
one stage after another,
进不去的呀,
you cannot enter in.
只有大祭司。
Only the high priest.
一年只有一次。
Only once a year.
还要带着祭牲的血的冒险到祝圣所去。
And only with great risk and bearing the blood of sacrifice.
这个神是没有办法靠近的。
This God is unapproachable.
可怕呀。
And frightful.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters,
你看见耶稣。
You see Jesus.
他把他完全改变。
He completely changed this.
耶稣在地上。
When Jesus was on earth,
没有人比他更容易亲近。
No one was more approachable.
有的时候我碰到一些国内的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes I meet brothers and sisters from mainland China.
他们对着一些传道人呢有非常高的尊敬。
And they show very high respect for preachers.
所以他们都不太跟传道人讲话。
So they barely dare to speak with preachers.
所以他们有的时候来跟我讲话的时候就说，哎呀，我们真的是很高兴啊，跟你说说话。
So sometimes they come and say, oh, you know, we are so glad for this opportunity to speak with you.
我都吓坏。
And I was shocked.
我说我有那么可怕吗？
Am I that frightening?
我们的主在地上。
But our Lord, when he was on earth,
妓。
He was close. Oh, prostitutes.
妓女。
Tax collectors.
所有被人家看不起的人。
Those who were despised by the society.
像大麻风。
The lepers.
所有那些不可能靠近神的人。
Those to whom it would have been impossible to approach God.
都可以跟他一起吃饭。
They could eat with him.
都可以摸摸他。
They could touch him.
都可以跟他讲话。
They could speak with him.
穷人可以找他。
The poor could seek him out.
有钱人也可以请他。
The rich could also go to him.
因为在他眼中不分穷人和贫穷。
Because in his eyes there was no discrimination between poor and rich.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
今天这一位升到高天的主。
This Lord who has now ascended to the highest heaven.
他是神。
He is God.
但是他改变了我们对神的认识。
But he changed entirely our understanding of God.
神不再是不可以亲近的那一位。
God is no longer the unapproachable one.
神是我们非常可以亲近的。
God is one who is entirely approachable to us.
你知不知道主耶稣居然教导他的门徒怎么祷告吗？
Do you know how our Lord taught his disciples to pray?
父啊。
Father.
我不知道你们读那些圣经的你们有没有感觉啊？
I don't know if you have any feeling when you read that passage.
你晓不晓得旧约里面没有一个人敢叫耶和华叫父的呀？
Do you know that in the Old Testament, no one would dare to call God Father?
主耶稣在地上有时候大胆地讲说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth, and when he would sometimes boldly proclaim, my Father is working to this day, and I too am working.
你这人听了哪些石头来大喘。
The Israelites would, the Jews wanted to pick up rocks, stones, and stone him.
为什么要打死他?
Why did they want to stone him?
他有做了什么坏事吗?
What did he do wrong?
以色列人说，你明明是个人，却把你自己当作神。
You are merely a man, and you have made yourself equal with God.
你敢叫神叫父啊?
How dare you call God Father?
天大的胆子啊!
That is too bold.
亚伯拉罕没敢过。
Abraham never dared.
摩西不敢过。
Moses never dared.
这个最合神心意的大卫都不敢呐。
Even David, this man after God's own heart, he did not dare.
今天你跟我。
But today, you and I.
圣灵在我们的里面。
Oh, the Holy Spirit is within our hearts.
跟我们的心同证。
And it testifies with our hearts.
我们真是他的。
That we are indeed his children.
我们可以呼叫他阿爸。
We can call him Abba.
这一位升天的神。
This ascended Lord.
如今是我们的阿爸。
Today is our Abba. It is so beautiful.
真荣耀,
so glorious.
这个荣耀比他在创立世界以前的荣耀还要荣耀。
This is even more glorious than the glory that he had with the Father before the creation of the earth.
不但如此,
Not only so,
这一位升天的主,
this ascended Lord,
这一位坐在宝座上的神,
the one who sits on the throne, he bears scars, wounds.
老约翰告诉我,
John in his old age told us,
在宝座中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
That on the throne is a lamb as though it had been slain.
当然我们都知道这个羔羊就是我们的主。
We know that this lamb is our Lord Jesus.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以他在宝座中。
And so he sits on the throne.
他配得敬拜,
he is worthy of praise and worship. But he bears wounds. He's wounded. He knows our pain. He understands our weaknesses. He personally took our sins upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. Because he was wounded. Because he experienced pain. So he truly loves us.
这一位升天的主,
this ascended Lord.
不只是有创立世界以前神的荣耀,
not only has the glory of the Father before the creation of the world.
这一位升天的主,
this ascended Lord. He has a more beautiful glory. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, it says,
基督这样受害, 进入他的荣耀。
It says, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory. His glory. This glory of a wounded God. This God who has tasted of death. Who has shed tears. Who has been tempted. Who has experienced all forms of suffering and weaknesses. Today he is on the throne. Brothers and sisters, do you understand? Why is it that when we pray to the Lord, it is more effective and more valuable than talking to anybody else? Because no one understands us like he does. No one else has tasted of what we suffer the way that he has. Today in heaven, the glorious Lord is the wounded Son of God.
不但如此,
and not only so,
这一位升天的主,
this ascended Lord is the perfect Son of Man.
这一位耶稣,
this Jesus,
拿撒勒人耶稣,
the Jesus of Nazareth,
在历史上走过的耶稣,
who walked in human history,
带着复活的身体,
bearing a resurrected life, ascended to the right hand of the Father. Do you know that throughout church history this has caused much confusion? Because there are two difficult questions that this raises.
第一个是关于自然律的问题。
The first is regarding natural order.
就是他是个人。
He is a human.
如果他真的是人。
If he truly is human.
他怎么能够进入到天？
How can he enter into heaven?
他是以什么样的身份？
With what position does he enter heaven?
如果他是神没问题。
Or what identity? If he's God, then sure he can enter into heaven.
他是个人呢。
But he is a man.
他到底带了什么样的身体去的？
What sort of a body did he bring into heaven?
哦，你去看这些书很多。
Oh, there are many books about this question.
那第二个问题呢？
And the second question.
就是这 locality 的问题。
Is a question of locality.
局限性的问题。
Of locality.
如果这一位神在耶稣这个人的身上。
If God indwells in this human,
他怎么能够又同时住在每一个信徒的心里呢？
How can he at the same time live in the hearts of every believer?
我看了一些这些所谓的圣经学者、神学家的书。
I have read books by these scholars and Bible scholars.
我必须向你们承认。
I must confess to you.
我没他们那个脑袋。
I don't have the same intellectual prowess.
我实在搞不懂他们在讲什么。
I don't really understand what they're saying.
因为我早就知道一件事。
Because I've known all along.
在罗马书第一章那里讲。
That in Romans chapter 1, it says.
关于神的事。
That regarding the things of God.
人所能知道的原显明在人心里。
That, that what is known, what is possible to know about God,
是那一位受过伤的神子。
Is the wounded Son of God.
不但如此。
And not only so,
这一位升天的主。
This ascended Lord.
也是一个完美的人子。
Is the perfect Son of Man.
这一位耶稣
This Jesus,
拿撒勒耶稣
The Jesus of Nazareth,
在历史上走过的耶稣
Who walked in human history,
带着复活的身体
Bearing a resurrected life,
到了父的右边
Ascended to the right hand of the Father.
你知道这个在教会历史上给很多人带来麻烦
Do you know that throughout church history, this has caused much confusion?
因为这里面有两个难题不好解。
Because there are two difficult questions that this raises.
第一个是关于自然律的问题。
The first is regarding natural order.
就是他是个人。
He is a human.
如果他真的是人。
If he truly is human.
他怎么能够进入到天？
How can he enter into heaven?
他是以什么样的身份？
With what position?Or what identity? If he's God, then sure he can enter into heaven.
他是个人呢。
But he is a man.
他到底带了什么样的身体去的？
What sort of a body did he bring into heaven?
哦，你去看这些书很多。
Oh, there are many books about this question.
那第二个问题呢？
And the second question.
就是这 locality 的问题。
Is a question of locality.
局限性的问题。
Of locality.
如果这一位神在耶稣这个人的身上，
If God indwells in this human,
他怎么能够又同时住在每一个信徒的心里呢？
How can he at the same time live in the hearts of every believer?
我看了一些这些所谓的圣经学者、神学家的书。
I have read books by these scholars and Bible scholars.
我必须向你们承认。
I must confess to you.
我没他们那个脑袋。
I don't have the same intellectual prowess.
我实在搞不懂他们在讲什么。
I don't really understand what they're saying.
因为我早就知道一件事。
Because I've known all along.
在罗马书第一章那里讲。
That in Romans chapter 1, it says,
关于神的事。
That regarding the things of God,
人所能知道的原显明在人心里。
That, that what is known, What is possible to know about God, God has revealed to us. That verse tells us that about matters relating to God. A portion can be known about God, and a portion cannot be known to man. And if I cannot know certain things, I will not spend my mind and time trying to figure those things out. The Bible says he ascended, and he took his body with him. As a human, he went. Because you see on the throne, it is the Son of Man. I believe it. Because God is never wrong. He is a man. He is the Son of Man ascended into heaven. Well, what is the significance of that? On one hand, this man in the heavens, he exhibits the hope that God had when God created man. Because in Genesis, it says that God created man in his own image. Do you want to see God's image? Look at Jesus.
Jesus.
God's hope for man is look at Jesus.
所以我们可以这样说,
and so we can put it this way.
宝座上的人子,
the Son of Man on the throne shows us what God's the desire of God's heart is for man. Now, the wounded Son of God on the throne shows us the depth of God's love for man. I don't know whether or not you have experienced this.
但在我的生命中, 有的时候我对着自己的一些失败会找借口。
Sometimes I look for excuses for my own failures.
哎呀, 到底都是人嘛。
Oh, after all, I am only human.
那当然, 在台湾现在有些人更是不像话。
Now, in Taiwan, some people take it further.
他们说, 哎, 天下的男人都犯一样的错嘛。
They say, all men on earth commit the same wrong.
耶稣基督,
but our Lord Jesus Christ,
他升天,
he ascended to heaven. And he cut through all of our excuses. Because Pilate once said,
看啊,
behold the man.
看啊,
behold the man.
我们的主, 他是一个完全的人,
our Lord, he is a perfect man there on the throne.
老约翰告诉我们,
John in his old age tells us
启示录第一章19节,
in Revelation chapter 1, verse 19,
主说, 我曾死过, 现在又活了, 直活到永永远远, 并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He says,
我曾死过,
I died,
现在又活了,
and I live now,
直活到永永远远,
and I will live forever.
完美的,
the perfect man,
没有罪,
without sin,
怎么能死呢?
How could he die?
但是他死了。
But he died.
因着他的死。
And because of his death.
因着他的谦卑。
Because of his humility.
因着他所成全的救恩。
Because of the salvation he accomplished.
所以神将他升为至高。
And so God lifted him to the highest place.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And gave him the name above every name.
这一位升天的主。
This ascended Lord.
他完美的人性。
Perfect in, as a human.
其中最宝贵的。
What is most precious about him.
是这个完美的人。居然一直到今天都会爱上我们这些不完美的人。
Is that this perfect man, even today, that he would love these imperfect men such as we are?
你知道我们去爱一个人的时候都是以为他很完美的。
You know, when we go to love someone, we often think that they are perfect.
在结婚以后才大梦初醒。
And then after we get married, we have a rude awakening.
原来他没那么完美。
And we discover that they were not so perfect.
我们要知道他是这个样子。
And if we had known that they were this way,
大概爱不下去。
We probably would not be able to go on loving them.
不知道有没有跟你们说过。
I don't know if I've ever shared with you.
我去探访一对夫妇结婚五十年。
That I visited a couple who had been married for 50 years.
我的天哪。
Oh my goodness.
我去按电铃。
When I went to ring the doorbell. They opened the door.
他们看看我。
And they took a look at me.
他说刘弟兄在外面等一下。
And they said, Brother Liu, could you wait outside for just a moment?
我说干什么？
I said, why?
他说我们架没有吵完。
We haven't finished our argument.
我就在外面等。
And so I waited outside.
他们就在里面吵。
And they were arguing inside.
窗户是打开的。
And the window was open.
我可是听得很清楚。
And I could hear clearly.
哎呦我天哪。
Oh my goodness.Do you remember what you did in such and such a year? And you bring that up. Do you know what year? What you did? And finally, the wife said, I finally know you today. Our Lord knew us even before we were born. And He is such a perfect one. How could it be that He would love us? I don't know you. I don't know you enough. But I know myself. I know that if there's another person who were exactly like me, and he had the guts to pursue my daughter, I would just buy a gun and shoot him. Because this person would be so terrible, so evil, not worth loving. But our Lord,
从创世纪到启示录
from Genesis to Revelation,
一直在那里向我们表达他爱我们。
He continually expresses to us that he loves us.
他翻山越岭来寻找我们。
That he has gone through so much to love us, to seek us out.
我不能想象神为了爱我们，他要花多少的心思。
I don't know how much thought the Lord.Put into loving us.
复活的主。
The resurrected Lord.
是带着伤痕的神。
The God with the wounded God.
是完美的。
The perfect man.
是我们的情人。
He is our lover.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
曾经有一次一个年长的弟兄考我。
An elderly man once tested me.
啊，你知不知道主今天在天上干什么？
He said, Do you know what the Lord is doing in heaven today?
可把我给累惨。
And it was a tough assignment. I spent a good amount of time before I dared to go back to him. Now you're very lucky today, fortunate today. You don't need to go spend that time. I will share with you my hard work. I went and discovered what are the 12 things that our Lord is doing in heaven today. The first thing is he sits at the right hand of the Most High. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, Hebrews 1 verse 3,
坐在至大者的右边是什么意思?
What does it mean that he sits at the right hand of the Most High?
他得胜.
It means he is victorious.
以弗所书4章8节.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8,
他有尊贵.
He has honor.
诗篇110篇第一节.
In Psalm 110 verse 1,
他有权柄.
He has authority.
使徒行传2章33节.
In Acts chapter 3:2, verse
32,
33.
还有喜乐.
He has joy. In Psalm 26:11.
但最重要,
most importantly, he is governing all things.
这一点今天我们很多基督徒不明白.
Many Christians today do not understand this.
就今天很多基督徒以为宝座上现在没人.
Many Christians think there is no one on the throne today.
这是为什么911的时候,
this is why during 9/11,
90%的美国人问了一个问题,
over 90% of Americans asked,
where is God?
Where is God?
神跑到哪里去了?
Where did he go?
他们以为上帝度假去了.
They thought maybe he took a holiday. Vacation.
没有.
No.
神坐在宝座上.
God is seated on the throne.
每一件事都在他的掌管之下.
And everything is under his governance.
今天很多基督徒心目中的上帝也太小.
The God in the hearts of many Christians today is too small.
好像这个上帝心是很好, 不过力有未逮.
As though this God has good intentions, but is limited.
他好像很多事他管不了.
Some things are too much for him.
很多事情啊, 他没办法.
He can't help some things that happen.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
他坐在宝座上,
he sits on the throne.
地球上每一个分子,
every atom on this earth,
他的运动都受到神的管制,
is governed by God's authority.
你跟我的头发,
the hairs on your head, the hairs on my head,
他都编了号,
he's numbered.
替我编号这个天使最近工作可以少一点。
Now the angel responsible for numbering the hairs on my head has a little lighter workload recently.
如果你真知道主的主权,
but if you really knew the sovereignty of God,
弟兄姊妹,无论人生中碰到什么样的难题,
then brothers and sisters, no matter what you encounter, what difficulties in life,
什么样的委屈,
no matter what, how you're misunderstood,
什么样的那些经历,
no matter what experiences you have,
你如果知道他坐在宝座,
if you know that he is seated on the throne,
你有盼望,
then you have hope.
你知道他坐在宝座,
because if you know he is on the throne,
你可以在 百般的试炼中,
that in all your trials,
你可以有那满有荣光的大喜,
you can have a great joy full of glorious hope.
主今天在天上做第二件事情,
the second thing that our Lord is doing in the heavens today,
他把各样的恩赐赐下来给人,
is he gives all sorts of blessings to man, all sorts of gifts to man.
当然他给的最大的恩赐是圣灵,
now his greatest gift is the Holy Spirit.
第三件他做的事,
the third thing he does,
是将门徒加给教会,
is he adds disciples to the church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
并且这一位复活的主, 他与每一个服侍他的人同工,
and he, this resurrected Lord, he co-worked with each of his disciples.
马可福音16章20节,
according to Mark chapter 16, verse 20.
这一位复活的主, 他医治他的百姓,
this resurrected Lord, he heals his people.
使徒行传3章16节,
according to Acts chapter 3, verse 16.
这一位复活的主, 他关心地上的寻道者,
this resurrected Lord, he cares about the martyrs.
使徒行传7章56节,
according to Acts chapter 7, verse 56.
复活的主, 他在那里拣选器皿, 好像他拣选保罗一样,
this resurrected Lord, he is choosing vessels to use, just as he chose Paul.
使徒行传9章5节,
according to Acts chapter 9, verse 5.
这一位复活的主, 他在父的面前替我们代求,
this risen Lord, he is interceding for us at the Father's right hand.
罗马书8章,
according to Romans 8,
希伯来书7章,
Hebrews 7,
9章,
and chapter Hebrews 9,
都有这样的记载,
it speaks of this.
他做的第10件事,
the 10th thing that he does,
他扶持每一个受试探的人,
is he lifts up anyone who is undergoing temptation.
希伯来书2章18节,
in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18,
他同情怜悯,
he has sympathy with, he sympathizes with, and has mercy on those who are suffering.
希伯来书4章15节,
Hebrews 4, 15.
他保守我们的救恩,
he keeps our salvation.
希伯来书7章25节,
Hebrews 7, 25.
那这边只要多说一句话,
and I just want to say one additional thing here.
弟兄姊妹请你相信,
brothers and sisters, please believe,
我们的主,
that our Lord,
是他保守我们,
he keeps us,
不是我们有多大的热心去抓着主,
it is not that we are so zealous and we hold on to him,
是他抓着我们,
no, he holds on to us.
最后,
finally,
我们的主他在宝座上等候他的仇敌成为他的脚凳,
our Lord is waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
希伯来书10章13节,
Hebrews 10:13.
当我看这12件事情的时候,
now as I review these 12 items,
我发现里面11件事情,
I discover that 11 of them,
主在那里服侍我们这些人,
that the Lord is there ministering to us.
我们的主在那里建造他自己的教会,
our Lord, he is building up his church.
只有最后一样,
it is only the last,
是他在等待我们,
is that he is waiting for us,
他等待教会长大成熟,
waiting for the church to grow up, to mature.
我们常常听到弟兄姊妹祷告说，主啊，我们还要等多久你才回来？
Often I hear brothers and sisters say, Lord, how long must we wait before you return?
我们有多少时候体会我们的主等我们？
How often do we understand that our Lord is waiting for us?
今天我们在地上，有的人是被世界上的事情吸引分心，没有好好跟随。
Today, many of us are distracted by the world and we're not following our Lord. Now, this in itself is a tragedy. But even more tragic is that there are brothers and sisters who love the Lord but are distracted by all the ministries within the churches so that they do not love the Lord wholeheartedly.
让我们的主延长他的等待。
Delaying our Lord's wait.
我们求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
复活的主。
The resurrected Lord.
到底对我们有什么益处？
What is the value and benefit to us?
主告诉门徒了。
The Lord told the disciples,
他不去。
If he did not go,
保惠师就不能来。
The counselor could not come. The helper could not come.
Comforter
could not come.
彼得在使徒行传二章三十三节说
Peter says in Acts chapter 2 verse 33,
他既被神的右手高举，又同父受了所应许的圣灵。
Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这里面很清楚地告诉我
It tells us
当主在地上的工作完成了
that when the Lord accomplished his work on earth
神就把他高举
God exalted him
然后他就从父神那里领受了所应许的圣灵
and then he received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit
有一个很重要的问题我们一定要搞清楚
now there's a very important question that we need to be clear on
复活升天的主
The resurrected ascended Lord.
他为什么升天以后要去领受圣灵呢?
Why did he need to receive from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit after he ascended?
我们的主一生在地上就跟圣灵关系密切的不得了。
Our Lord had an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit while he was on earth.
从怀孕开始就是圣灵感应。
From his conception, it was by the Holy Spirit.
一直到最后在十字架上，他是凭着永远的灵把自己献上。
When all the way to the cross where he gave up his spirit by the eternal spirit.
他还需要圣灵吗?
Did he need the Holy Spirit?
这个时候所谈到的所应许的是应许给谁呢?
When it speaks of the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is that promise for?
还记不记得主曾经很清楚地吩咐门徒
Do you remember that the Lord had previously clearly instructed the disciples
不要离开耶路撒冷,
not to leave Jerusalem,
要等候所应许,
but wait for what has been promised?
主什么时候应许他们?
When did the Lord promise to them?
约翰福音十四章,
In John chapter 14,
我要求父,
I ask the Father,
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师,
and the Father will give to you another comforter
叫他永远与你们同在,
and he will be with you forever
就是真理的真理,
and that is the spirit of truth
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵
but the helper is the Holy Spirit whom the Lord will send in my name
主在地上预备门徒的时候
when our Lord was on earth preparing the disciples
他就给他们这个应许
he gave them this promise
我不知道你读这段时间有没有注意到一件事。
Now, I don't know if you noticed when you were reading this.
我们的主真的是大有信心啊。
That our Lord is full of faith.
他求父。
He asked the Father.
他就很有把握地知道父一定会差遣。
And he had confidence that the Lord would certainly send.
所以我相信当主在祷告的时候。
And so, I believe that when our Lord was praying.
主已经从父那里得到了应许。
He had already received the promise from the Father.
当主升天的时候
and when he ascended to heaven,
父就成全了主对着主的应许
the Father completed the promise to the Lord,
把圣灵交给主
and gave the Holy Spirit to the Lord.
然后我们的主就把这个圣灵交给他在地上的门徒
and then our Lord, he poured out this Holy Spirit on his disciples on earth.
其实这个应许不只是我们主所应许
and not only was this a promise that our Lord made,
在旧约圣经中有很多的经文都讲到神应许他的百姓圣灵。
There are many passages in the Old Testament where God the Father promises his people, the Holy Spirit.
以赛亚书三十二章十五节。
For example, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
那当然讲的最清楚的是约珥书第二章。
Now, the clearest is,Joel chapter 2 verse 28 to 32
这些应许一直没有成全。
These promises had not been fulfilled.
只等到主在地上完成了救恩。
Until the Lord had accomplished salvation.
满足了父的要求。
And completed the Father's requirement.
父神在他的公义和慈爱中才能够把圣灵交下来。
And then God the Father, in His love and in His righteousness, could
圣灵赐下来的时候。
Could send the Holy Spirit, and when He poured out the Holy Spirit,
人和神中间的关系有了一个根本的改变。
There was a fundamental change in the relationship between man and God.
堕落的人
fallen man
如今能在耶稣基督里
today in Christ
与神和好
can be reconciled to God
与神有一个新的关系
and to have a new relationship with God
人虽然有罪
even though man is sinful
但是圣灵可以借着耶稣所成就的救恩使人得着圣灵住在他的心中
but the Holy Spirit can use the salvation of the Lord and workand do a work in the hearts of man.
神不再是高高在上的那一位。
God is no longer on high and unapproachable.
神变成了一位是可以跟我们联合的神。
God is one who can be with us.
我们在他里面。
We are in him.
他也在我们里面。
And he is in us.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
神一切的丰盛都有形有体的在耶稣基督里。
All of the fullness of God is in bodily form in Christ.
如今圣灵把耶稣基督的丰富藏在我们的里面。
And now the Holy Spirit has taken the fullness of Christ and put it in us.
这些东西啊
These things.
我常常觉得是超过我们的脑袋能够体会。
I often think are beyond what our minds can comprehend.
我们是个小小的人啊。
We are such small people.
怎么装得下这么大的丰富
How can such fullness fit in us?
圣灵把我们这些人进入到基督的身体里面。
The Holy Spirit took us and put us into the body of Christ.
我们可以接受他的保护和他的供应。
And we can receive his protection and his provision.
他可以透过我们工作，他可以透过我们说话。
He can work through us. He can speak through us.
我们这一群人可以在地上见证他的自己。
We can be his testimony, a testimony of himself here on earth.
但是难以想象的事情。
This is so difficult to comprehend.
因为圣灵来了。
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
这一切都变成可能。
All has become possible.
我们跟神没有办法再分开。
We have become inseparable from God.
这是为什么我们的主坐在天上。
That is why our Lord, He sits on, in heaven.
我们也在天上。
And we also are in heaven.
你能够想象这种荣耀的思想吗？
Understand this glorious thought.
以弗所书二章六节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
就讲到我们与基督同死同复活，一同坐在天上。
It speaks of us dying with the Lord, being raised with Him and seated in the heavens with Him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是多么大的益处，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what a great benefit this is?
不只是神一切的丰富是我们的。
Not only is all of God's fullness.Ours.
不只是我们跟神联合了。
Not only are we connected to God.
不只是我们进入他的身体。
Not only have we entered into His body.
不只是我们可以见证他。
Not only are we His testimony.
我们今天可以坐在天上。
But we can be seated in the heavenly places.
用什么你知道坐在天上跟站地上不一样？
Brothers and sisters, do you know there's a difference between sitting in heaven and sitting on earth?
我们是属虫啊。
We are like worms.
我们在地上爬的人。
We crawl upon this earth.
我们没有办法体会什么叫坐在天上。
We cannot comprehend what it means to be seated in the heavenly places.
因为我们一天到晚在地上爬。
Because we're always crawling on earth.
我们看的是地。
We see the earth.
我们抓的是地。
We grasp the earth.
对我们来讲，地上的东西都是宝贝。
To us, all the things on earth are precious.
什么时候我们知道我们坐在天上？
When will we know that we are seated in the heavenly places?
好像哥罗西书三章那里说的。
Just like in Colossians 3.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
It says that if you have been raised with Christ.
你就当求上面的事。
You should seek things above.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
There is Christ seated at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事。
Set your minds on things that are above.
要把你的脑袋啊，想一想上面的事。
Take your brain and think upon the things above.
Spock 弟兄
Brother Spock
去看 F.D. Myers
went to visit F.D. Myers
在他的书房等他
and waited for him in his library
他发觉怎么搞的 Spock 弟兄的书房里面这个 F.D. Myers 的书房里面有一个牌子
and he noticed a plate in the study room
那个牌子上面写说 look down
and on this plate it said look down
向下面看
look down
Spark 弟兄不懂
Brother Spark did not understand
所以他就问 F.D. Myers
and so he asked F.D. Myers
他我们基督徒不是应该向上面看吗
aren't Christians supposed to look up
F.D. Myers 告诉他说
F.D. Myers replied
that depends on your position and 根据你站在一个什么位置
that depends on your position
我们今天站在地上
if we are standing on earth today
当然向上面看
of course we need to look up
但如果我们真与基督一同坐在上面
but if we are indeed seated with Christ in the heavenly places
我们要向下面看
then we need to look down
你知道在我们一生的这个地上的日子
you know in our whole life on earth Many things cause us great pain. It is painful when we cannot get something we want. And it is very difficult when we do get what we want. And it is painful when we fear losing what we've received. And then after we lose it, it is more difficult.
哎呀，人生就是很多痛苦的呀。
The human life is full of difficulties.
为什么这么痛苦呢
？Why is it so painful?
你知道，有的时候不是东西。
You know, many things it's not about material. Many times it's not about material things.
你知道，有些人苦啊，就是因为有另外一个人跟他有不同的看法。
Some people are upset because other people disagree with them.
有的是你老婆。
Sometimes it's your wife.
那就很麻烦。
And that is a troublesome matter.
你知道你应该为他死。
You know you should be willing to die for her.
你是想死。
And then you indeed wish you could.
你听懂这句话吗
？Do you understand what I mean?
因为苦的你想宁愿死了算了吧。
Because you think it would be easier to die.
但你那口气过不去啊。
But you just can't get over it.
我讲一个见证给你们听。
I'll share a testimony with you.
芝加哥有一个教会。
There is a church in Chicago.
这个教会的同工们。
The co-workers in this church.
为了一些事情搞得非常不愉快。
For some matters, caused them to be very unhappy.
这个教会没有牧师的时候。
When they did not have a pastor.
这些同工们大家很卖命。
They, all the co-workers worked hard.
很努力啊。
Worked very hard.
先来了个牧师。
But then a pastor came and joined them.
大家很痛苦。
And everybody struggled.
痛苦到后来呢。
They struggled to such a point.
就三派。
That there were three divisions.
一派要 fire 牧师。
One group wanted to fire the pastor.
说这个家伙太懒惰。
Saying he is too lazy.
很多弟兄姊妹家他都没有去探访。
He hardly ever does visitation.
这家伙不会讲道。
And he doesn't know how to preach well.
他讲道我们睡觉。
We sleep when he preaches.
这种传道人留他干什么
？Why should we keep this preacher?
请他走。
Let's have this pastor leave.
另外一群弟兄姊妹讲。
Another group.
啊，他是神给我们的功课。
Said he is.A lesson given to us by God.
要训练我们有爱心。
He wants to train us to have love.
所以我们要忍耐。
So we should tolerate him. We should not fire him.
还有一派。
And the third group.
这叫属灵派。
This is the spiritual group.
那你们这两派都是属肉体。
They said you other groups are so fleshly.
啊，这三派吵得没完没了。
Oh, and so these three groups, there was no end to their disputing.
哎呀，吵的简直就是白天不睡觉，晚上不睡觉。
To such a point that they just argued day and night.
苦啊，大家都苦啊。
And everybody was miserable.
同工会一开就开到晚上两点。
Whenever they had coworker meetings, it would go until 2 in the morning.
啊，一开始都是拼命祷告。
And it would start with great, with
a long time of prayer.
It would start with a long time of prayer that, Lord, give us unity.
但最后都吵得不欢而散。
But there would be dispute to no resolution.
后来这个问题怎么解决的呢？
Now, how did they solve this problem?
在他们吵得最厉害的时候。
In the midst of their intense arguing,
中间有一个弟兄。
One brother,
突然有一天肚子痛。
Had a stomach ache.
送到医院一检查，
and they took him to the hospital.
癌症末期，
and it was the terminal stage of cancer.
大家都傻，
and everyone was shocked.
这个弟兄在治疗的过程中间，
and in the midst of undergoing therapy.
有一天，
one day,
他发现他自己离开了他的身体。
He had an out-of-body experience.
他发现怎么自己躺在那里。
And he said he discovered that his body was laying there.
然后越飘越高。
And it seemed as though he floated higher and higher.
他离开了医院。
Past the hospital.
再飘再飘。
And further up.
他看到他们的礼拜堂。
He saw their place of worship.
再飘再飘。
And even further yet.
他看到整个芝加哥。
He saw all of Chicago.
他看到那个大湖。
And he saw the Great Lake.
再飘再飘。
And further up.
他好像看到北美洲了。
It's as though he saw North America.
哇，他好开心啊。
And he was so excited.
好美丽啊。
It was beautiful.
好自由啊。
So free.
好喜乐。
So joyful.
然后突然。
And then suddenly.
他回到他身体。
He returned to his body.
他回到身体以后，
and after he returned to his body,
他想了很久。
He thought for a long time.
他就把这些同工都找来了。
And he called all the coworkers.
他就告诉他。
And he shared with them.
他说我刚才经历了一件事。
I just experienced something.
我知道神为什么那个时候没有把我拿走。
I know why the Lord didn't take me away right then and there.
因为其实我知道我那时候应该死。
Because I know I should have died then.
但神把我送回来。
But the Lord sent me back here.
叫我来跟你们讲几句话。
So I can share with you a few words.
当你升得越来越高的时候，
The higher you go,
你会发觉地上很多的事情都没有那么重要。
You discover that many things on earth are not so important.
实在不值得争吵。
It's not worth quarreling over.
如果你们能够用主的眼光来看这些事，
If you can have the Lord's perspective on all these things,
没有什么事值得吵。
There's not much worth quarreling over.
没有什么事值得我们伤心。
Not much worth being sorrowful over.
没有什么事情我们放不下。
Nothing that we must hold on to.
没有什么事情我们过不去。
There's nothing that we can't get over.
没有什么事情是神不知道。
And there is nothing that God does not know.
没有什么事情是他没有办法的。
And there's nothing that he cannot deal with.
他跟他们讲完。
And when he finished sharing this with them,
他就走了。
He left.
主就把他接走。
The Lord took him away.
这群同工。
Now this group of co-workers
就在那一天悔改。
Repented that night.
因为他们有了一个属天的眼光。
Because we're given a heavenly perspective.
人间很多的事。
Many things on earth.
他们的 job.
Their jobs.
他们的婚姻。
Their marriages.
他们的家庭。
Their families.
他们的孩子。
Their children.
都好像可以用属天的眼光来看。
They were able to have a spiritual perspective, a heavenly perspective.
我们的主升天。
Our Lord, He has ascended.
何等荣耀的事。
What a glorious matter.
但是我们的主告诉我们。
But our Lord told us.
他去。
That if He is going.
对我们有益处。
It is to our benefit.
对我们有益处。
It is to our benefit. May the Holy Spirit open our eyes tonight that we could receive this benefit. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit these words into your hands. We confess to you that we cannot speak clearly. But we deeply believe that, Holy Spirit, you have words to speak to us. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, choose a few words and engrave them on our hearts, that our lives would be changed, that we would see the ascended Lord and sit with him in the heavenly places. Please hear our prayer. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.